Hi, Marty Lurie here with Tony Watson, our philosopher. It's the beginning of spring training. First of all, I'm thrilled to see you back, and just bring us up to date. You are back.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm happy to be back. Good to be with you here again, and it's nice Scottsdale weather. You know, it was a little chilly earlier in camp, but warming up fast, so happy to be back. Happy to be with the Giants. Good to be back with everybody, and excited for 2020.
Well, there was a time we weren't sure if you were coming back, and I said goodbye to you, shook your injured hand, and said, I'll see you later. But you did make it back, and a little bit of the circumstances of why you are here.
Yeah, just, you know, excited to be back with the familiarity of the organization. Obviously, we've had some sweeping changes on the staff, and knew going into the offseason that was going to happen, obviously, with Boach leaving. But, you know, familiarity with the guys, our families have really got to know each other. Good group of guys in the clubhouse, some veteran guys that over the last couple of years we've really got close with. And then the unfamiliarity of the market, being out there. I was out there 2 years ago until, you know, pitchers, catchers had already reported. And, you know, was, you know, brutally honest with the representatives. You know, do you want to be out there until then again? Or are you comfortable going back? Or, you know, it's a lot of unknown. We've had some friends recently in the last couple of days just sign and report to camp. And, you know, logistically, it's kind of a mess, especially with you got a couple of kids that are in school and trying to figure that out. And so it's, you know, we were really happy to be able to have a chance to come back here and took advantage of the opportunity.
Well, glad to have you back. And a good answer on that one so people understand what a player goes to. You may be the closer here. I mean, you know, honestly, it's so early. We're just getting the first weekend underway. But people say, who's the closer? They look at you because you're old and you've done it before. What do you think?
Well, I'm not old yet. I'm just I'm the older one in the group. I'm the elder of the bullpen. But look, I've done it before, and we've got a lot of really good arms. People are going to see those guys coming out here pretty soon. Games start tomorrow, so, you know, been watching them throw bullpens. I got down here about 3 or 4 weeks ago, saw those guys throwing early in the bullpens over at Indian School, and, man, it's some electric stuff. So I think people are going to be really excited. And then, you know, the stuff that people aren't seeing, you know, we got a whole new pitching department here with Brian Bannister, Ethan Katz, Andrew Bailey, all the way through the minor leagues, and they're doing some really, really cool stuff with the tools that they have available, and you know, developing these guys into you know, I wish I had it 10 years ago, honestly. It was it's really cool stuff, and the technology and resources we have available now, and just how they're communicating the stuff to these young guys. So it's going to be really cool to watch them advance through their career.
All right, that's our philosophies in midseason form already. Very good as we sit here in Scottsdale. Giants baseball coming up. Let's segue into what you just said. 10 years ago, whenever it was your first camp, what was it like for you in that first camp compared to this one and what you go through now?
Yeah, so the first camp's always all eyes and ears. You know, shut your mouth and just watch how the older guys go about their business. Watch, figure out routines. Make sure you're here early. But the game has changed. The game has changed, evolved in the last 2 or 3 years, honestly. And from what we were doing 10 years ago, it seems like it's night and day. So, but look, you still got to go out, get three outs. You got to play all nine innings, and you got to score runs. And so, you know, down to its simplest form, it's all the same. But how we're doing it and how we're, you know, able to attack the game and able to attack development, it's pretty different. And, you know, there was early work. We're out here early now, and you see these infielders out here. And, I mean, what do we got? We got about seven, eight coaches out here, and we got about 10 guys out here. So, you know, student-teacher ratio is almost 1-to-1, and that's – I don't know if you're going to find many camps around baseball that have that. It's a pretty special dynamic that we got going on here, and the energy's been great. You know, 10 years ago it was show up, stretch, you're going to do your team fundamental, and you're going to do your PFPs, and then we're going to play the game. Team fundamental, for those that don't know, it's like bunt defense or first and third defense, and you're just running scenarios that happen in the game. And now it's, you know, they've got everything into a competition, and the energy's high, and everything's efficient, and it's short bursts of energy, and, you know, on the field doing your work, you know, up to the highest you can and a short burst, and then get off and get your rest. And I think guys have found out that it's a good energy and it's a good way to go about camp, and I think Cap's done a nice job.
How many innings do you like to throw in spring? Because when you get to the season, I'm going to say 60 innings maybe in the season.
Yeah. So as I've kind of gotten older, it's and there's more innings under my belt in the season, it's kind of cross the boxes off. You know, you're going out there and you need to get the competition juices flowing in the games, but you also need to get your back-to-backs. You need to get your, one-up, come in the middle of an inning, and just do little things like that. So the first few, it's get your your bullpens and your live BPs, and then, dust up on the pitches and get that going. But, it's... As I progress through camp, it's, last year I think Smitty and I had a few extra live BPs. This year I think we'll see that maybe go the same way. And, six, seven innings, eight innings, you still got a couple games up in Oakland at the end. So the most important thing, though, is to get those juices flowing and get out there against a team with a uniform with a different color and get ready, because when the bell rings in L.A., you just got to be ready to go.
Boy, six or seven innings, you might as well show up like in April.
Well, you're not doing, you're not just sitting around. You're doing stuff on the side, and it's a little different. We talked about it. This camp's not really, most of the camps are, they know, other than, it's 25-man roster, so they probably know 22 of those guys that are going to be going with them, and this camp's pretty wide open. It's not a, we talked about it, it's not a dress rehearsal for the season. It's wide open. We're going out, we're competing, we're trying to win jobs, we're trying to do the best we can to take the guys that perform the best and compete the best to LA and start the season off. Obviously, throughout the course of the season now, it takes way more than 25 guys. We saw that last year firsthand, and so we're going to need everybody in camp, and everybody here is on board, and I think, like I said earlier, the energy's high, and everybody's having fun, and so it's going to be a good 2020 for us.
Yeah, come on, you're in mid-season form. This is good. You don't even need six or seven interviews to get you going. I like it. You're ready to do your thing as the philosopher. One other couple of thoughts as we wrap it up here with you. The new rule, you have to face, the reliever, if he comes in during the inning or whenever, has got to face three batters. That could affect you if you're the closer.
Yeah. It's an interesting rule. It's we got Jerry Blevins in camp, who's made a nice career as a left-handed one-out guy, and it'll be interesting to see how it kind of goes forward. I think, honestly, it's not just lefties are going to be affected. Righties are affected too, and we've seen it the last couple of years. I talked about it earlier about the game evolving quickly in the last couple of years, and it's we've seen platoons and a righty comes in, all of a sudden the lefties come in. It's like the sub line in hockey, and they're hopping over the boards, and all the lefties are out there all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden the other manager's got a lefty in the bullpen, and then it's like flip flop. It's just a chess match, and it's a Tuesday in June. It's not the playoffs, and it's so it'll be interesting to see how that all goes, but. I think it'll be good. I think it's good for pitchers. You don't specialize in one thing. We can get both sides out. We can attack hitters. We've got weapons to get opposite hand hitters out. And so I think it'll be good. I think everybody will adjust fine. And I think going forward it'll be a good rule.
Yeah, I think it's just a question of executing pitches. Yeah. I think that's it. You have it. You've done it. You just have to put the ball where you want to put it.
Right.
All right, I'm going to let you run. This is a good first one to get us going. I won't make you the commissioner for a day yet. We'll do that as spring goes on. We'll see what develops. But it's great to have you back. And I know the fans enjoy it and get this perspective from someone who's been around. So you are the philosopher, Tony Watson. Thanks, Tone.
All right. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.